Staying in Africa, a year ago in Zimbabwe, the economy was collapsing. Stores were empty, and the official inflation rate reached a staggering 231 million% before the government stopped bothering to update it. A new government of national unity came to power in February, and things have since improved. Inflation is now under control, thanks to a government plan that phased out the worthless national currency, the Zimbabwe dollar, or Zim dollar. But that move has spawned new problems, as Ish Mafandikwa reports from the capital, Harare.
At a supermarket in downtown Harare, the shelves are well stocked. Shoppers like Angela Lambrou fill their carts.
I have fruit juices, I have yogurts, cheeses, teas, vegetables, and a bit of fruit.
It's a big change from last year, when the supermarket had little to offer and prices were skyrocketing. Now the prices are stable. They are marked not in Zim dollars, but in US dollars. The American dollar is now the official currency in Zimbabwe. The South African rand, Botswana pula, and British pound are also commonly used here. Angela Lambrou takes her cart to a checkout counter.
Your total is $34.24, ma'am.
Lambrou hands over a $100 bill. Cashier Trish Jassy owes her $65.76 in change. But all the cashier can offer her is the $65.
Because we're having a shortage in coins. So then the 76 cents, I can either write you a credit note, or you can get some fruits, some sweets, or anything else that may come up to the same amount of 76 cents.
It's a common scene in Zimbabwe today. There's plenty of US paper currency here, but almost no small change. That complicates day-to-day transactions. Across town at a taxi stand, cab driver Augustine Lungu waits for passengers traveling to the city center.
We charge 50 cents or 5 rand to get into town. So if a person gives me a dollar and if I don't have a coin, I will give him the change as Zim dollars.
He keeps a stack of old Zimbabwe dollars on his dashboard.
These Zim dollars are about 6 trillion. So that's the only rate we use. They are only used in transport only. But they don't buy anything.
When the government announced the death of the Zimbabwe dollar early this year, some people had trillions in the bank. Those bank accounts still exist, but no one can access the money. This bank manager, who declined to give his name, says banks are waiting for the government to give instructions on how to convert the worthless Zim dollars to US dollars.
The rate is still to be advised, and I think the major issue now is where that money is going to come from to actually offset those Zimbabwe dollar balances.
There is still occasional talk of bringing back the Zim dollar. President Robert Mugabe advocates the idea, though almost every economist in the country opposes it. Ordinary citizens also worry that resurrecting the Zim dollar would be a bad idea. Herbert Harmer is a fruit vendor.
I don't think it's a good idea to bring the Zimbabwe dollar because inflation will come back.
Inflation will come back, he says. During the days of hyperinflation, it was common to find Zimbabwe dollar bills on the street and nobody bothering to pick them up because they bought nothing. But now, some enterprising people are making money out of the death of the Zim dollar. They are offering the defunct currency for sale online. On eBay, you can buy a 100 trillion Zim dollar note for just under 3 US dollars. For the world, I'm Ishma Fundikwa in Harare.